I'm Lydia O'Kane. Over the years as a journalist, I've had the privilege to interview many women whose courage, commitment, and determination have been a beacon of hope in a world often beset by conflict and strife. One of those women is Sister Angelique Namaika, who received the 2013 Nansen Refugee Award for her tireless work in the remote northeast region of the Democratic Republic of Congo with survivors of displacement and abuse by the Lord's Resistance Army. The award was established in 1954 to recognise extraordinary humanitarian work on behalf of refugees, internally displaced or stateless people. Displaced herself during the fighting in the country in 2009, she runs the Centre for Reintegration and Development, which has helped more than 2,000 women and girls who have been forced from their homes and abused. On this World Radio Day 2014, which has as its theme Giving a Voice to Voiceless Women, I've chosen Sister Angelique's story. She spoke to me through a translator not long after the award was announced, saying she knew that the Lord was helping her to help these women, and it was He that gave her the courage to start this initiative.
The experience I've made being a displaced was really not a happy experience. It was really a huge, a big trauma for me. All the stories, all the atrocities we were hearing were not easy to hear. The first day when we were displaced, we suffered a lot because we didn't really have food to eat. We didn't have a shelter. We didn't have a place where to stay. We were in the bush. We had only one plastic sheeting, and we were more than 20 people for that plastic sheeting only. At night, we could not sleep. We all the time had our ears wide open. We were listening. We were scared, and we were thinking, where will they come out? It was the same during the day. We were never well, and I was always scared. I was so scared, I could not even sleep. There was no way I could sleep. So I had one song in mind, and I was singing that song, which was, Lord, do what you want with me. So I was singing that song. So when I was singing that song, I was finally finding some calm. And this is also the song that gave me courage to go out of the bush and to go back to the town to identify the women who were displaced, the women who were traumatized. With this experience and all the difficulties we had in terms of medical care, shelter, food, and also when it was raining, for example, we had to carry everything on our heads and just stay under the plastic sheeting. So with all that, I realized that women who have suffered the atrocities, who had lost their kids were kidnapped, who have lost their husbands, their husbands have been killed, they suffered even more. They were even more traumatized. This is why I accentuated my activity in terms of training and in terms of income generating activities for these women to help them to find again a happy life.
That was Sister Angelique Namaika, recipient of the 2013 Nansen Refugee Award.